Jill, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good to be with you.
What did you make of this report last week?
Kind of like old news. And I know that sounds terrible because I'm always happy to promote like, hey, when good things happen, take the good news when it comes. But we know that this report is based on data that the government accumulates for the first 2 weeks of every month. That's how the Labor Department just manages the process of gathering information. So listen, for the first 2 weeks of February, things looked pretty good, but that does not incorporate all the changes that have occurred. So there's two levels of changes. There's the actual government layoffs, which are likely to show up in the next couple of reports, not in this report, but then also the on-again, off-again tariffs, which has put a lot of hiring plans on pause for big companies and small as well. You know, so you don't want to necessarily go out and hire a bunch of people if you feel like you're not sure what your business outlook is for the next, say, 6 to 12 months. So that means that this report is probably in the rearview mirror as opposed to the next couple of reports, which might show some softness in the labor market.
Let me piggyback on a couple of things here if I can. You mentioned the federal government positions that have been eliminated, 10,000 of them, I think, so far. Is this just the beginning of those federal workers being laid off?
Well, the 10,000 that were in this particular report is absolutely just the tip of the iceberg, because we already know that there's probably about 200,000, not including the people who took those early buyouts. Now, 200,000 may not end up as a line item. Like, we're not necessarily going to see minus 200,000 in the next report, but over the next couple of months, we're going to see minus 200,000, and then you might see plus some in some other category, because we know that the private sector has been doing pretty well. We might see that a lot of the people who got laid off from government jobs were absorbed by the private sector, which is what we hope happens. I mean, you certainly don't want to see a lot of these people be on the sidelines from the labor market for more than a month or two.
What about all the folks that feel some trepidation, and the market had some trepidation with those tariffs that are on again, off again? What might the tariffs do to the economy at large if they are, in fact, enacted?
Well, I mean, we already know that there's tariffs that are already in place, right? There are some exemptions. There are carve-outs for certain types of products. But I think the biggest picture, what tariffs tend to do is they tend to raise prices in the short, over the period of time that they're in effect, okay? So the company that imports the good pays the fee and usually passes that on to the consumer. That's number one. Now, let's say the prices are going up. A couple of things can happen. Number one is you can start to, as an individual, say, I don't want to spend as much money right now because the price of something is going up. So we pull back on our spending. For companies, the other aspect of tariffs is that it creates a very uncertain time ahead. So that also may mean that businesses will pull back on spending. We already know that government is pulling back on spending. That's part of DOGE in general. So if you have businesses, consumers, and the government pulling back on spending, that can total up to economic growth that slows down or even shrinks. And that's why the president just said over the weekend, hey, you know what? This could be a very uncertain period. And that uncertain period is a nice euphemism for things could slow down here. So he's saying, you know, it'll pay off. But if you're somebody out there and you're just worried about a slowdown, you may not want to wait for the payoff.
Do you have any advice for people who are worried or kind of feel uncertain during these maybe potential slowdowns of the economy?
Well, I always think it's worry is a good thing to harness and use to your advantage. So let's take the worry and say, okay, I am worried, but I want to recycle that. I want to do something. The first thing I always want people to do is look at their own personal finances. It's the only thing you can control. You cannot control what happens to tariffs. So again, make sure you've got those 6 to 12 months of living expenses in an emergency reserve and pay down your outstanding high interest consumer loans. If you've got those two covered, maximize your retirement contributions to the best of your ability. And don't forget to look ahead and say, hey, where do I need, when might I need cash over the next year? Is it a tuition bill? Is it a car purchase? Whatever money you think you need within the next year, it should not be invested. And of course, if you face the real risk of job loss, maybe you work in the federal government, maybe you work in media, maybe you're a software engineer whose job could be replaced by AI, don't make those big spending plans. You don't have to go on a big vacation this year. Don't presume everything's going to be good. Let's look at not necessarily the worst case scenario, but let's be smart about how we're spending money when we are facing an uncertain future.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, thanks for the time as always. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Take care.